Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. The awards are co-sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council. Sandra Barber is the Executive Vice President of Information Systems and Global Solutions at Lockheed Martin and a finalist for GovCon's Executive of the Year Award in the more than $300 million in sales category. She tells Federal News Radio's Matt Wingfield more about her nomination.
I will tell you that we have an organization in Information Systems and Global Solutions that is over 20,000 employees, and I'm just honored to lead a group that provides great mission services to our federal customers as well as global customers across the globe. And, just giving the tough environment that we're all facing, I think it's great recognition for the team.
You were in charge of, or at least worked with, major programs, including the FAA's ERAM program and the NGI, the FBI's effort to modernize its biometrics database. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yeah, I'll tell you, these were years in the making and development, at very complex, large-scale programs, mission-critical capabilities. As you can imagine, we have software that we developed and deployed and information infrastructure deployed in order to support the FAA's mission of safely transporting our citizens. And so that was many years in the making, strong customer partnership to develop the next-gen infrastructure that the air traffic capabilities will ride on. From an NGI perspective, of course, with the Department of Justice, extremely proud of the work that the team performed in order to deploy the next-generation information detection for our critical law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line every single day. We just hit the one-year mark on that going live, and I will tell you we receive numerous reports of the bad actors that are out there that have been captured because of the system.
What was your involvement with both those projects?
Well, with the NGI, of course, it was the regeneration and I guess you would call it new capabilities for the fingerprint system, the IAFIS system, and facial recognition. And so it was very complex in the sense of taking identification to the next level as well as providing faster identification so that officers can very rapidly identify if someone is a wanted felon if they pull someone over on the side of the road. So just the amount of compute power that was put in there as well as the algorithms that were developed. From an air traffic, again, that is the infrastructure that the capabilities ride on. And so it really is setting the foundation for future air traffic and ensuring that passengers get safely and quickly to their destination.
Now, most of the other nominees that we have talked to are in charge of, or at least a part of, relatively small organizations. Lockheed Martin is obviously not a small organization. So my question is, how do you distinguish yourself in such a large company? How do you focus on your mission and the people and cut through the bureaucracy that's inherent in working in such a large company?
Yeah, so, you know, although we are a very large corporation, every one of our business areas and program focus areas and domain expertise areas are managed by a strong set of leaders. And so we take every project, whether it be a very small, all the way up to some of our larger programs, and manage it in a way that gives the customer what they need when they need it. And if you think about the information technology and how the market has been changing, what you're seeing today are much smaller programs. The budgets have contracted in such a way that our customers and the federal government can no longer put out for bid these very large, long-standing development contracts. And they're looking for smaller, more agile, and bringing in newer technology without having the 5 to 7 year development tails that go along with it. And so for us, although we are part of a very large organization, yeah, we've managed these programs and have been doing this just like our peers and some of the, I would say, the smaller disadvantaged businesses that are out there as well.
We're speaking with Sandra Barber. She is the Executive Vice President of Information Systems and Global Solutions at Lockheed Martin and a finalist for the GovCon Executive of the Year Award in the more than $300 million in sales category. And you actually touched a little bit on my next question, which was going to be, because of the government's seeming, I guess, willingness to try and spend as little money as possible, especially on IT development, what kind of choices do you face? What kind of difficult choices is this environment creating for you?
Well, certainly the resources that we have to put towards investment in the sense of cultivating newer technologies, we have to look at that and determine what are the most critical needs for our customers so that we can make sure that we are spending the investment where it's needed. We also need to look at the opportunities. There are quite a bit of opportunity areas out there for companies to bid on, but making sure you're focused in the areas where you believe you can provide the best value for your customer, and so that you're not out there trying to be all things to all people. And so really it is a focus in the domain areas as well as a focus on the technologies.
And then my last question, with the Defense Department taking such an active role in trying to consolidate the defense industrial base, what kind of impact, if any, has that had?
Well, you know, we certainly see some of the late-breaking press that's out there. And I think there are, as you'll see in the press, many aspects to the conversation that's going on out there. But what I would say is when you look at the information technology area and the domains that we play in from an information systems and global solutions, really, right now, we have too many players, so the competition is very intense. And in order for our customers to get the best capabilities they can get, I do think you will see some consolidation in order for companies to come together to provide the best solution to our customers. I don't think there's enough out there, and from a budget perspective, to prohibit that. And so I think you're going to see some of that in our market area. As far as the others, I'll leave that up to the others as I'm not in that domain area.